It seems in this day and age, everybody is a self-proclaimed guru, expert, or coach. On this episode, I want to advise you to be careful who you learn slash get all your advice from. What is up, everyone? Welcome to the Soft Tissue Revolution, the podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Matt Maggio, and I am on a mission to solve the pain pill epidemic by helping guide soft tissue specialists on how to significantly transform their patient assessments, outcomes, and satisfaction. We teach practitioners how to substantially increase their own skill set, business, and scale their practice, all while maintaining the highest level of integrity. All right, let's get right into it. We are already on episode 84. Getting close to 100. I had some thoughts on my mind this week. You know, I belong to a bunch of different groups throughout Facebook, and our Facebook group alone has, like, I think almost like 450 people in there as well. And I don't know if you get it, but I get it all the time, especially in my own Facebook feed, Instagram, everywhere else, even LinkedIn. You just get flooded with all these ads of these practice gurus, these coaches, everybody's a business expert, you know, and they got the next great thing and they're going to transform your business. They're going to transform your practice. A lot of these people are perpetuating the nonsense and the bullshit that is automation. You know, the idea of, like, yes, set it and you forget it. I get targeted all the time with this one company, and I've tried to block them like five or six times, but basically what they say they create, especially for, like, doctors and even for, you know, massage therapists and things like that, is this automation thing where you can make an extra 50 to 100 grand a month and just set it and forget it. Like, that right there is bullshit. There's no system that you can set and forget and it's going to go from there. But it got me thinking more and more, is like, who do you get your advice from? You know, we see it all the time. It's like, the problem with the internet is that everyone can be a fucking expert. They can say they're an expert, they can do all these things and say, hey, look at me, I'm an expert, I'm the best at this, blah, 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 blah. And they're like, I'm gonna teach you and coach you how to do that. And people fall victim and prey to people like that. You know, they end up signing up for their coaching program. Everybody's a coach out there. Everyone's a coach. I'm a business coach, I'm a this coach, and whatever. And everyone out there is a coach. But the problem is, we don't do our homework on these people. We don't really decide if they're going to be able to help us, and we don't ask them questions. And I've learned this over the years too. I've blown and wasted, I don't even know, hundreds of thousands of dollars on business coaches, on technique coaches, on gurus and everything like that. And it was all because I didn't do my homework. I didn't actually investigate these people. I didn't really see what they were actually doing. I've had one amazing coach over the years that I invested a lot of money in, and that's because I did my homework on this person and really helped me grow. And I coached with him for well over, I think, 3 years, and really transformed my skill set and my practice as far as that. But that's because I actually did my homework on that one. Now, once I grew out of that and realized it wasn't a good fit anymore, I started looking for other coaches, and I would just sign up for people. I'm like, oh, that sounds really good, but I wouldn't do my homework. And what I realized is, you need a coach or a consultant that's been in the shit. And what does that mean? It means that they're still in the daily part of that. You know, you want people that run their own successful practice, their own successful clinic, and their own successful treatment methods. You don't want these people that are pretenders, are just sitting there and telling you what you want to hear, but not actually providing real value. And you need people that are going to be able to give it to you real, that know what's going on. You know, we see all these times with these coaches and these consultants and things like that, is that they're clueless about what's going on, and they're using a lot of things, you know, from 15, 20 years ago that might have used to work, but they don't work anymore. Like, these bullshit lunch and learns are, go work at these events and, oh, I dropped the mic there. Go work at all these events and get in there and just give your stuff away for free, and everyone's going to want to come see you. That just isn't the case from what we see. Now, when this happens, we don't run it through a proper filter with ourselves. We just are like, oh, they seem like they're going to be able to help us, and then we go from there. But you don't do your homework, you don't do your research, and you're taking your advice from the wrong type of people. I especially see this when we try to, like, I call it like cross-pollinate. We try to find someone that's going to be able to help us, but they don't really understand our industry. And we do this a lot with, like, marketing or hiring a business coach, like being like, oh, well, I know I need to scale my business, I need to scale my marketing, and I'm gonna hire this marketing firm or this ad agency to do that, but they have never experienced your product or what you do. And especially as soft tissue practitioners, we have to continue to get with people that understand our market, understand our message, and have proven it in their own clinics. Like, how many of these people out there that are just blasting away saying that they're the fucking greatest at what they do and that they're so amazing and all that, like, what have they really done in their clinic? What have they really built? Do they have something of true success, or did they take some bullshit Facebook course or go on some ClickFunnels site or took a course and all of a sudden now they're an expert and a guru? They don't have that. You want people with experience, people that have been through the shit, seen the ups and downs and gone back and forth. So your money is very valuable, and how you spend your money is even more valuable, but even more how you devote your time and attention is even more valuable. And if you're giving your time and your money to people that don't understand what you do, how you do it, and haven't proven it themselves, all you're doing is pissing money down the drain. So you have to be careful who you learn and get your advice from, and you have to do your homework on people. Really do that. I just recently hired a new coach for my business and for my other things, and I've been following this person for well over a year and a half. I've just dissected so much of his information, so much of his content, his podcast and everything like that, and I did my homework. And I know that that person's the right one for me because I spent time. I didn't just jump into something. One thing that I've always taught myself and learned is that the idea is, if it sounds too good to be true, it's more than likely too good to be true. And anytime we think something's going to be better than it is, it usually never is. So kind of going in with a little bit of idea of a little bit of pessimism as you go in there, but do your homework and like just understand the amount of bullshit that these people are perpetuating on social media and on here, and they're gonna scale your practice to this excessive amount and everything like that. They're gonna 10x your practice. You're not gonna have to do anything. They'll take care of everything. It's just not the truth, and you're getting ripped off. And I'm only saying this because I've done it as well. I've chased that pipe dream, the idea of automation and set it and forget it, and getting my advice from people that don't understand the business of what you're doing. You want a person that understands what you're doing, understands the processes that you do, understands the systems that you put in place, and they've done it. They've been in the same field as you've been. And a lot of people have struggled with that. They keep hiring these coaches and consultants, and it's not the right place. And all they're doing is stealing your money and ripping you off. And then when you do actually try to hold them accountable and ask what's going on, this is their favorite trick that they all like to do. They always tell you it's your mindset. You're not thinking right. Anyone that tells you it's your mindset and not your processes in business or your technique or your treatment, they're just stealing money from you. So that's all I got for today, guys. As always, I appreciate you guys being part of the podcast. We're getting more and more people to the Facebook group. It's growing like wildfire, being more and more active in there. And I've really reached out to a lot of good people in the group. And I'm really glad to be part of this and part of this just thing together where we're gonna make the changes that we need. But your money is very valuable. Your time is very valuable. And you have to be sure to invest that wisely, because those are two things that you can't get back. So quit falling for these fake gurus, these fake ass entrepreneurs, and these fake ass agencies that think they're gonna transform your business and your practice without you having to do anything. Do your homework, don't waste money, and get on the best. So I'll see you guys on the next episode. I appreciate you guys stopping in, and have a great day. Bye. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to our show. If you like what you heard and want to become part of the soft tissue revolution, then click the link in the show notes to request to become a member of our private Facebook group, Soft Tissue Revolution. Answer a few questions, get approved, and join us on the journey to solve the pain pill epidemic together.